Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Wait a minute.
Hold up, Fred. Steady. This is another program, I reckon.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yes, hello there, fun-loving America, as our announcer said earlier.
You mean?
This is the Bob and Ray Show that we've all come to love, Bob and myself particularly.
Now, how do you mean that?
I enjoy the program quite a bit, I think.
You are Mary Magoon, huh?
What?
You are Mary
Magoon.
When
you're silly. I don't like it when you're silly.
Well, we try not to be too silly. Of course, in every serious program, there has got to be a note of humor.
Yes! Well, is this designed as a serious program with a note of humor?
A serious public service type feature that we work over day and night in preparation. As soon as we leave the air today, we go right to our...
What are you wearing a miner's cap for?
Well, it was dark in the office when we began the script this morning.
I'm just wondering. You look so funny.
I forgot to take it off. Yeah. And those sneakers you're wearing don't do anything for you either, kid.
Well, those are slippers, Bob. I've been puttering around the experimental kitchen.
Oh?
Yes, surely.
Well, now, will you sit down over there? We're going to hear from Steve Bosco today, incidentally.
Who?
Steve Bosco. You remember what a bad time you gave him there back...
Can't place him at all.
He's our ex-baseball expert.
No. Steve what?
Bosco.
No, well, I don't remember
he'll be back
so let's
later.
Not spend any more
all
time
right.
on
All right, friends, we'd like to have a little talk with you today about a subject in which you'll be interested.
Yes, friends, we want to have a heart-to-heart talk about coffee. A good cup of coffee is one of the finer things of life.
A good cup of coffee starts the day right and ends the day right.
And friends, when we say a good cup of coffee, we mean Forbush's coffee. Mm-mm. That Forbush coffee.
Made right from the bean. No leaves, no twigs, no branches, just beans.
Yes, friends, Forbush's coffee is coffeeier coffee. But where other coffees are just coffeeier coffee, Forbush's is tea-ier coffee, too.
You see, every cup of Forbush coffee contains also a cup of tea. You get two cups for the price of one.
And think of the savings. You use only one teaspoonful of sugar for both cups.
You can have your 5 o'clock tea and your 7:30 after-dinner coffee at one and the same time.
Only one cup to wash. Only one teaspoon.
And when you've tasted Forbush's tea-ier coffee, you'll sing...
I love coffee, I love tea. Make it Forbush coffee for me.
And now, listen to this, folks. Forbush's coffee is now vacuum sealed.
Yes, with the same pure vacuum that's used in your vacuum cleaner.
But where other coffees use only the regular or activated vacuum, Forbush's coffee uses high-frequency vacuum.
Make the vacuum test and learn. Listen right now to the vacuum test. I have here a can of ordinary coffee and a can of Forbush coffee. Now listen as I wind up the key on the can of ordinary coffee. Around the can until that final turn and...
That was the regular or activated vacuum.
But now listen to Forbush's new high-frequency vacuum. I unwind the key around the can until that final turn and... That is high-frequency vacuum.
Only Forbush's has it.
Try a cup of Forbush's tea today and say...
Ah, that's coffee.
Or, ah, that's tea. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Bob Elliott speaking to you from the crossroads of the world, 42nd Street and Broadway in the city of... New York, conducting a survey on the question, does the American woman spend too much money for clothes?
Hey, mister, you give me a dime for a cup of coffee?
All right, here's a dime. Now go away, please.
Thank you, mister. You're a prince.
Here in Times Square, we're here to ask the man on the street what his views are on this question about how much money women spend for clothes. How do you do, sir? My name is Bob Elliott.
How do you do? My name is Wadley Crumliff, Jr. Nice to have met you. We must have luncheon at the Harvard Club very soon. Cheerio.
Yes, friends, the question, does the American woman spend too much on clothes, is a vital question today. How do you do, sir? I'm from the Bob and Ray Show.
Hey, kid, you want to buy a hot silver fox cape?
Here at the crossroads of the world, we're speaking...
Hey, mister, can you let me have a nickel?
I just gave you a dime for a cup of coffee. Now go away.
Yeah, but I want table service.
All right, now scram, will you? Here it is. We want to know what the man in the street thinks about what the American woman spends on clothes. How do you do, sir? My name is Bob Elliott.
How do you do? My name is Ray Goulding.
Well, Mr. Goulding, I'd like to ask you a question.
Well, I'm sorry, Mr. Elliott. I have to make a train for Port Washington. Good night.
Good night. Goulding. Ray Goulding. Have I heard that? Well, we're here to find the opinions of the average person passing through Times Square. Excuse me, sir. My name is Bob Elliott.
Oh, well, Bob. Hey, how's the kid? I ain't seen you since the 25th reunion.
What 25th reunion?
Didn't you go to Wellesley?
Wellesley's a girls' college.
Answer my question.
No, I didn't go to Wellesley.
Oh, boy, you missed something.
Well, we're here in Times Square to ask the man in the street, how do you do, sir?
Just because I happen to look like Broderick Crawford is no reason why you should accost a lady in broad daylight.
Well, excuse me, madam, but maybe you can answer this question. Does the American woman spend too much money on clothes?
Well, now, do I answer this from a woman's point of view?
No, from Broderick Crawford's point of view.
I missed it. Can you spare another nickel?
I just gave you 10 cents for a cup of coffee and 5 cents for table service.
I gotta tip the waitress, don't I?
And as we leave the crossroads of the world with its tinsel and its glitter, its millions of shiny lights and thousands of gaily moving figures, we say, farewell, Great White Way. You've been a wonderful mother to me. And Mary, I thought you played your role very well.
Well, I didn't like the part you gave me, making me look like Broderick Crawford.
Well, you weren't supposed to look like Broderick Crawford. That
well, it certainly set me up as such.
I thought you did very well, May.
What's that? I'm Miss Magoon to you, Tex.
Well, I thought by this time we could get a little more chummy.
Don't you ever forget that,
please.
How about
Peg? Can I call you Peg?
It's Miss Magoon. Please step down.
We can address her as Mary, but to you it's Miss Magoon.
Yes, of course.
Get over here at this other microphone.
Mm-hmm, fine.
Oh, windbag.
Look,
yes,
you got into that yesterday. You started calling her names.
Surely.
We don't like it a bit.
Fine.
What do you mean?
What?
What are you referring to?
I wasn't listening to you, Bob.
Well, we're just coming up to the music on the program.
Oh.
Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
This is a brand new cute song that the trio is going to play.
Did they write it?
No.
Do they ever write any songs or just play other people's work?
Well, they play other composers' songs.
Why don't they sit down and make their own music? Honestly, some men...
Well, just because they're a trio doesn't mean they have to write their own
They're musicians, aren't they? Why can't they make their own music?
But anyway, here they are with Dimples and Cherry Cheeks.
Oh, lands.
Mighty nice playing, boys.
Sounded just like Dimples and Cherry Cheeks.
Trouble.
That's what it was.
Dimples and Cherry Cheeks with the famous Bob and Ray trio under the able direction of Paul Taubman.
We were going to bring you a bit of the political parade that was scheduled to pass the studio, but it seems to be late, I guess, Ray. Is that right?
Yes, it's very late, as a matter of fact. Maybe we'd better forget it, Bob.
Well, I guess maybe we should. Well, friends, to go on to something... Wait a minute. Here it comes. That's the parade, isn't it?
Hey, here's the parade, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow, that was worth waiting all this time for. That was quite a sight, wasn't it, Bob?
Oh, I'll say. Costumes, red fire, and all those big signs, Grover Cleveland for president. The light here is on the phone, and I guess maybe Steve Bosco is finally calling in after quite an absence. Hello?
Hello there.
Steve, is that you?
Hey, Bosco calling Bob and Ray. Put them on, will you, please?
We're right here.
I didn't recognize your voice, Bob.
Bob.
Yes, sir. How's everything going? I haven't
called
you for a long time.
Roy's here. You want to say hello to him?
No. I'll just talk with you. Don't need him extending this call too far.
Well, what's new?
What? Hello?
What's new?
Well, we cut off there for a minute. Nothing new. I'm down here in Sarasota. I'm lining up the training territory for the ball clubs next spring. And I'm lining them up for the Boston teams, the New York teams, the Cincinnati teams. Now, there's only one Cincinnati team, the Cleveland teams, the Detroit teams, and so forth. They'll all be down here. I have an interesting new angle on spring training this year.
All right.
And I thought maybe I could use your program as a sounding board for it.
All right, but we don't have time for you to go into it today. Will you be back next time and tell us about it?
Hello.
Hello.
And I'll go right ahead then, shall I?
Yeah, do that.
Steve Bosco, rounding third, being thrown out at home.
There's the postman.
Yes, it's the postman. Come in, postman.
Oh, good. You have a letter for us, postman.
How are you today, postman?
What's the news, postman?
Well, do you have to be going now, postman?
Isn't much given to talk, is he?
Oh, what was that he brought, Ray?
A postcard here, Bob.
Well, open it up. Let's see what it says. Yeah, don't get mail like this every day.
Well, now let's read it.
As dear Bob and Ray, I've been following the progress of your 19-mule team Goodwill Tour, which left Cohasset, Massachusetts last week. It passed through our town yesterday, and I leaned out the window and waved my kerchief, as you requested us to do. Nobody waved back, but this was probably because it was after dark and they couldn't see me. What I really want to know is, why are there only 19 mules? I have heard of a 20-mule team, but 19 is unusual. Will you please explain? And it's signed Mrs. Alvin P. Trembley, South Weymouth, Massachusetts.
Dear Mrs. Trembley, thank you for your letter. And hereafter, we shall direct the driver of our Goodwill covered wagon to carry a flashlight so they can see who's waving to them. As for the 19 mules, we originally did have 20, but one acted up as stubborn as a mule just before the wagon left Cohasset. Thank you, Mrs. Alvin P. Trembley, for all the many nice things you said about the Bob and Ray program. And good luck to Alvin.
Now, today, friends, the Bob and Ray Goodwill Tour, 19-mule team covered wagon, has made great progress. Today, it's heading west through Unity, Maine. So let's tune in and find out how the trip is going, as we do from time to time. Come in, Unity, Maine.
Well, everything seems to be going splendidly with our Goodwill Tour, which you've just heard, on its way to the West Coast, spreading goodwill and taking orders for Woodlow. Have the sandwiches and hot Forbush coffee ready when it passes through your town. If you want a photograph of the two lead mules named Bob and Ray, just drop a line to...
You take...
NBC, New York.
That's spelled...
Remember, get on the wagon with Bob and Ray.
And it's time for us to be on the wagon, I guess, for today.
That's right, Robbie. So we'll make adequate preparations then to be with you all again tomorrow along about this same time.
You fellas want me to bring my calliope in tomorrow?
No, please. No, we have the three musicians, and that's enough. Really.
The three all will be here for another number. Mary, Tex, Arthur, and Webley. Just about the whole crew. The whole crew would be Bob Elliott.
And Ray Goulding, reminding you to write if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly transcribed boys.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, with Bob and Ray. So until next time, so long from Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding. Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.